news box. It's Monday, the 5th of March. Stop that now. No, stop it. What's the news?
TB.
Well, not to be. This is stupid, isn't it?
Why?
Well, what annoyed me. I mean, I'm not great at history.
Yeah.
But it says, oh, she's got a, this front page of the Metro, this girl's 25, she's got a disease that she thought had died out with the plague. Well, in that case, she's an idiot.
Yeah, she's an idiot and she's got it, that'll fool her.
And, you know, TB wasn't concurrent with the plague, and I've been vaguely aware that it's never gone away, obviously it's under control, pretty much, but you wouldn't have died out with the plague, that's just a silly thing to say. Also, her hair has fallen out twice.
Twice.
And she's grown it back, but she's still not looking after it.
No. Actually, I mean, it was very frizzy. I think she'd be better off having it short and just try and get a bit of condition back into
it. Well, that's what I was thinking, yeah. So anyway, TB, watch out, you might get it.
Yeah, I mean, she should have had a TB at school, shouldn't she?
Do you get a TB at school?
Yeah, you not.
Well, I don't know. I remember getting that series of injections and a sugar cube. I couldn't tell you what they were for. Rabies.
Polio.
And the sugar cube.
Conjunctivitis.
German measles. Rubella.
Rubella.
Only the ladies got that.
Ruby, yeah. This is brilliant.
Well, you say that.
Do not.
No. Explain what it is.
It's a thing that you put around your head so you can fall asleep on buses and trains and things without your head falling over.
It's a special coat.
And nobody can see you dribbling.
Yeah, it's got kind of a supportive collar.
I don't think you need the coat though, I think you just need the collar.
Well, what I would suggest, it doesn't mention this in the description of it, but some guy has designed this coat with a special collar. If you are going to have a coat which you fall asleep in on the train, you want to have some very special secure pockets in which you can keep your phone and your wallet, etc., perhaps inside the coat, so that the scallies can't nick it off you, because that's often what happens to people who are asleep. Maybe an alarm within the coat, an alarm system.
Yeah.
And then in that case you would need
maybe
the whole
coat. Some dynamite in there so that if someone touches you it goes off.
Or maybe you could just have a can of Coke and then you wouldn't fall asleep on a train. It's not, God, you're not going to be there about that long, lazy. Ming. Well, they've been having some sort of Liberal Democrat thing happening.
Yeah. He's wine contra biscuit.
He's very keen on robustness as a way forward.
Oh, is he? Oh, that's good, isn't it?
We have set the agenda. Robust green solutions, robust, credible economic policies that aren't about high taxes, but fair taxes, robust practical responses to crime.
He does like that word, robust.
He's keen on the whole robust thing.
It's not very useful, though,
so
is
look,
it?
Look out for robustness in the future.
Jesus Christ. As if, I mean, anyone to vote for that would have to be mental. It makes me angry. George Michael? He's furious, but he's going to open Wembley.
Will he, though? Because
no, because it'll probably
it'll get delayed, help. Won't it? No, he won't be in Rio, it'll just get delayed like they all have.
No, he's heading for a breakdown.
Is he?
Oh, yeah.
Terrorists can be weeded out by looking for a few telltale signs.
Yeah, I like those.
They are. Anyone who's got official documents in different names, with no good reason. Anyone who's photographed security footage, or anyone who owns several mobile phones. They could be plotting an outrage, the Met claims.
David Cameron, he says, get married. If you don't get married, you're not very good.
Now, that's interesting, because there's a later story in the paper also saying you get married. Love is really the secret of long life. The secret is not anything other than say, if you answer the question, are you loved? Yes. Then that means that you'll live longer, and that's more accurate than smoking in predicting life expectancy. The man who sorted this out, David Halpern, who's apparently a Downing Street advisor and happiness scientist, weird, he recommends getting married but not necessarily having children. So I'll probably do that then.
Ooh. When's happy day?
I don't know, but I've decided.
Shall I start writing my speech?
I've decided I'm going to get married, but I'm not going to check with any of my family whether they're available to come or not, and then I'll plot down to have it for a very inconvenient time for them. That'll learn.
Ooh.
I won't ask my dad to give me away.
Can I give you away?
Yes.
Hooray! Brilliant.
As long as you promise that if you get married, you'll just check whether I'm available or not.
Yeah, okay.
Thanks. Did you know James McAvoy and Anne-Marie Duff were married? I didn't.
I like her dress. To be honest, I don't know who either of them are.
Well,
but her ears
they're
are
both,
like
they were
mine.
Both in Shameless, and they went out with each other in Shameless. And now they're both successful actors doing different things, but they obviously got together and are going out with each other, which is nice. She's played Queen Elizabeth the First.
Gosh. Brett Anderson. Gone solo.
He has. He's good at falling out with people, especially, what's his face? Roy Rogers. Bernard Butler. That's his name.
I reckon he's a bit of a bastard.
I think he probably is, to be honest.
I think he should.
If I was Brett Anderson, though, I'd be a bastard.
Would you?
Yeah. Because I could.
You'd be a bastard to women, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah. Treat me. I do like this bit, quote from Brett Anderson.
Oh, yeah.
I put up some blinds yesterday. I spent the whole day with a drill. I like doing things like that. When you've been in a band for a long time, you've become used to people doing things for you. Recently, I've taken control of my life. So it's nice to wrestle with an electric drill and go round home base. I enjoyed that quote.
That's excellent. Sophie Alice Baxter is stunned.
She's furious!
She thought she had a number one, and now she's saying she's shocked she didn't even make the top five.
To be honest, I'm quite shocked she didn't make the top five. It's a good song.
It's a great song, but, I mean, it's because she's a girl.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't take that our number one. There's four of them, and they're all boys.
I mean, it's great, you know, it's got really good songs. I got a new coffee spoon, a new keychain, I will catch you, I will catch you in the morning.
You know quite a lot of the words.
I will catch you, I will catch you.
That's all I know. It's a bit like the Sister Sisters.
She sounds a bit like someone having a spaz out.
So yeah, take that at number one. It's their 10th number one. It's nice, isn't it?
Particularly nice for a little...
little Marky Owen. Because yeah. I don't know if Abe was a number one. Oh.
This is brilliant.
That's just ridiculous.
It's a chow dog. Chow dog.
It's one of those big hairy white dogs.
Someone's painted it as a panda, and it does look like a baby panda, but with the face of a dog.
Furious. It's more angry.
Someone's been trying to sell it and pass it off as a panda.
Love Island, celebrity Love Island presenter, Fern Cotton. She also does Top of the Pops and some other stuff. She seems to be on telly quite a lot. She's the first choice to take over from Big Brother when Davina is put out to grass, as they've said. I thought Davina would stick with it, really. It's her best gig, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, she's very synonymous with it. It's only for a certain portion of the year, very high profile. She has to do one day a week.
I think Fern Cotton would be good.
But anyway, apparently Fern Cotton has the chav effect that connects with our viewers. This is a Big Brother mole. I'm not a big fan of Fern Cotton. She seems...
I always like her clothes.
She does always have nice clothes and quite nice hair, but other than that, she's pointless. Finland is the latest destination of choice for British holidaymakers. Hello. 14% more people went last year than the year before. Would you go to Finland?
No.
Oh,
Angelina Jolie has taken a voodoo lesson. She was to be Black Priestess so she could kill Jennifer Aniston.
Oh. Now, on Jolie front, Jolie Pitt front, they put in an application on Friday. They want another baby, Vietnam one. I thought they already had a Vietnam one, actually. I thought the first one was
Vietnam. They've got three. She's only 31. It's hard to believe, isn't it, that she's much, much older than us.
It is hard to believe, yeah.
I mean, not that much older. I mean, you know, about our age-ish.
She's a lot more grown up in many ways, but in some ways less...
I imagine that you were married to Brad Pitt and had four Chinese babies.
I'd find that weird. It'd
be quite odd. How would you cope with it, do you think? I think you'd be shit myself.
I don't think I'd be very good at it.
Jenna Miller says, I've got fucking Tourette's.
She did a quite good interview in The Guardian this weekend. She talked about fingering. She was talking about bases, you know, third base, first base. She started talking about fingering.
What base
funny.
Would you say that was?
I don't know. I'd say it was probably third.
Really?
Yeah. What would you say it was?
Well, how many bases are there?
Four. So then there's a home run.
From fingering to full-on penetration in one go.
So what? Well, you start off with kissing, then feeling tits.
Is that base two?
Yeah. Fingering. Fourth base. Well then, is it like rounders? Because I'd say fourth base would be a home run, wouldn't it, if you do the four. So that's full penetrative sex. If you do it all in a one-er, you get anal as well. Liz Hurley got married on Saturday for the first time. She's getting married again next week or something. Guess what she wore? Guess what Liz Hurley wore for her wedding? A figure-hugging Versace dress. So quite a departure for her there. Elton John arrived by helicopter wearing a black and white shell suit. Model Elle McPherson wore a slinky dress, while Patsy Kensit sported a crushed velvet gown.
That sounds disgusting. Patsy Kensit is looking really dodgy these days.
She's in Casualty, isn't she?
Weird with her top lip.
Oh, I think she had the trout pad done.
She's always had a slightly odd top lip.
I think she's quite Botoxy as well, isn't she?
She's weird. A muscle found its way back to its seashore.
Can I just explain? It's not a muscle as in a bit of your body. It's a muscle as in a little
shellfish.
Fishy thing.
A muscle found its way back. I mean, it didn't because it didn't have a brain. Found its way back to its seashore.
Do muscles not have a brain?
After being put in the post, the mollusk was mailed home in a padded envelope by Linda Thornton after she found it among a bucket of shells her son, Alistair, had collected on a trip to Anglesey. She felt too guilty to throw it in the bin, so posted it to marine geologist Mike Roberts after going on to a mollusk web forum to ask for advice. He took the mussel, which survived the trip, put it on the beach.
Trod on it.
And he said, "Oh, it must have thought water at last."
Now, I think that's quite sweet, because I like the fact that she felt guilty about just chucking it in the bin. But to post it in a jiffy is a bit... It seems a bit... A bit stupid.
It's remarkable it would be alive.
They're obviously quite hardy, that's why they got the shell.
I mean, just fucking eat it. Jesus.
But you can't eat it unless it's open, can you?
Do they
open when you cook them?
Pot of water, it'll open.
But there's no point in just it's not very economical or ecological to boil up a big pan of water just for one mussel.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it?
And how are you going to get the shell out with one shell?
What do you mean?
You know how you use the shells to open, to prize out the other ones?
Done. Good deal.
You know we came up with the new contraceptive last week?
Oh yeah,
which is not eating ice cream.
Yeah.
There's a new one, that's for the ladies, there's a new one for men, so if you want to be doubly sure,
yeah.
The lady doesn't eat ice cream and the man has lots of hot baths, you're well away, you're totally protected.
Right, so he has a hot bath, you refrain from eating ice cream.
Yep, and then you can have sex, unprotected sex. Also protects you against any diseases. Because the hot bath kills off AIDS.
Similarly,
scurvy of the north.
If you're hoping to conceive, ladies, eat plenty of ice cream. Men, get in a cold bath.
Get in a cold bath. Or just dip your testicles in some icy water.
Yeah.
That's true. Kylie's love hopes have faded because her ex-boyfriend, who she dumped, has now got a new girlfriend, so he's probably not going to get back together with her.
But it's alright because she's going out with John Galliano now, even though he's a gay. She likes the gays, always like Kylie, though.
Oh, they love Kylie. Olympic medalist from Poland.
This is hilarious.
When you do that, I don't think it's that funny. She's had to retire because she was a weightlifter of some sort. She's got pink hair. She's won loads of medals. Quite impressive, really. She's only 25, but she's had a wrist injury, so she's had to retire. And now she couldn't get a job in Poland, so she's sorting out recycling in Peterborough or something like that.
Yeah. She says it's all right, apart from the rats running up and down the conveyor belt.
She could get a state pension, but not until she's 35, so she's got to keep herself for 10 years. But she likes it in England, she says. Start a new life here.
She's still a bit sad, really. She still mind the smell. Like, just get bad sometimes. Why not just put clothes back on her nose?
What's Poland like?
Shit.
It must be, because they all come over here, but I'm thinking maybe I'll emigrate to Poland. It's probably nice and quiet now. Now everyone's living in Walthamstow.
It's alright as long as you all Polish men and stuff like that.
I don't know any Polish men.
I don't think they have very nice clothes.
Neither do I.
You could take some of yours with you.
Go to Primark. I'll get you to send over a Primark emergency parcel every now and again. There's a new way to get to Australia.
Oh.
By bus.
Oh.
A special trip's been organised. It's a 12-week journey through 20 countries. And it costs £3,750 a ticket. so more than a plane ticket. They're saying it's green, but I don't know if it is green, because, you know, not that many people would be able to go on a second-hand Greyhound bus without killing each other. And it takes ages.
Oh, and imagine you sit next to somebody.
I mean, it probably is greener than a plane.
Weeks and weeks sat next to some stranger on a bus.
Or you'd take your mates.
Where do you...
I don't know where you sleep.
And I mean, there's, what about all the water? Do you have to go on a ferry as well?
Well, I guess so, yeah. Oh, it's 50 times less environmentally friendly going on a plane.
Okay.
There's still one flight involved from East Timor to Darwin. But they're looking for a ship.
Nice. There's a new kind of pasty.
This looks brilliant!
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah, I really want to try one of these.
But you can't.
Why not?
It's got fish in it.
No, it hasn't.
Yes.
Oh. I thought it was just chips.
Fish
and
chips
peas.
And mushy peas. It's a fish, chips, and mushy peas pasty.
They had a competition to invent a new pasty for some anniversary pasties. And it beats... It was weird, this fish, chip, and mushy pea pasty beating a jelly and ice cream pasty or a squid and baked beans pasty.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't mind squid and baked beans, but the jelly and ice cream in pastries wrong.
I'd rather, well, it's just like a pie. Ooh, like a baked Alaska, maybe it'd work like that, and the ice cream would stay cold.
Would it?
I don't know. I said it might be. I didn't say would. You can make jumpers out of dog hair. Everyone knew that ages ago.
Don't.
Will smell. Kanye West recently decided he fancied a curry. So he got one from the British Raj restaurant in Newport, South Wales, which doesn't sound that unusual until you realise he was in New York at the time.
Bloody hell.
And they had it made and flown over. Turns out he'd never been there or anything, but he'd heard about it from Puff Daddy. Oh no, it was Snoop, sorry. It was Snoop.
That's Twitty Snoop. Talking of Twit Two.
Oh, little Chris Addison. He's not Twit Two, he's... Oh.
No, but look at it. Normally he's old, but in that picture...
Oh, I would say he looked a little bit pasty. Who's ringing the fax number? Probably that person who's been trying to ring the phone for the last three...
hours.
We've just been ignoring it. Well, we better go, this phone's ringing.
Anyway.
Thank you for listening. We will be back tomorrow. Goodbye.
Bye.